The city's non-discrimination policy already bans discriminating against employees based on their race, sex, religion, and a few other categories. But LGBT hadn't been included. Carmen Sines is a psychology professional and active in Waco's LGBT community. She's been working to change the city's discrimination policy since 2012.
A lot of people didn't realize that there are no federal or state non-discrimination policies for people that are LGBT. And then we met with the Equal Employment Opportunity Advisory Council in July of 2013, and they unanimously approved the change to the policy, saying that, yes, we needed it.
But former city manager Larry Groth turned down the Equal Opportunity Board's proposal. He said any extent of discrimination and harassment wasn't allowed under the city's employment policy. Current city manager Dale Fissler made the decision yesterday to go ahead and make that change. Here's Larry Holsey with the city of Waco.
The city government is open to everybody of all races, creeds, colors, and all the things that are guaranteed us. His feeling that it's time that we step up and we do not discriminate either way. This does not say we're endorsing it or we're, you know, saying we're for it or against it, either one. It's just saying we're not going to discriminate against it.
Holsey also said Fissler's previous time working in Fort Worth city government influenced his decision. In 2009, the Fort Worth City Council passed a sweeping LGBT anti-discrimination ordinance. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Jill Amond.